Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivers his third State of the Union address last night to a joint session of Congress.
America's enemies are on the run. America's fortunes are on the rise, and America's future is blazing bright.
Before the speech began, President Trump quickly turned away when U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. As soon as the president finished his speech, the California Democrat was seen ripping her copy of his address in half. That angered Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry.
Presidential historian John Meacham says it was an unusually partisan event.
This was not about the union. It was very much about Trump's political state.
He was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Two planes carrying hundreds of American citizens evacuated from China amid the coronavirus outbreak there have arrived in California. The people will be quarantined for 2 weeks at a pair of military bases in that state. The government jobs report is due out tomorrow, but the ADP private payroll jobs report is out for last month, and the creation of jobs saw its best month since May of 2015. The report says 291,000 private sector jobs were created last month, up from the 199,000 jobs created in December. The Republican-led U.S. Senate is expected today to acquit President Trump of the two articles of impeachment which had been brought against him by the Democratic-led U.S. House. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"The idea that that means you shouldn't have witnesses and documents when we're doing something as august, as important, as an impeachment trial fails the laugh test."
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The death toll from the coronavirus keeps on climbing. That respiratory illness has now claimed 492 lives. There have been more than 24,000 confirmed infections around the world, the vast majority in China, where the outbreak began. One Chinese health official says 80% of those who died have been people over the age of 60 who got the virus. Google is apologizing for accidentally sending some users' private videos to strangers. Some people downloading photos or videos from the Google takeout also ended up downloading content from people they didn't know. Google says it's fixed the problem now. Anyone who uploaded content to Google Photos between November 21st and the 25th may have been at risk. Well, to the weather, the mild weather in much of the Northeast early this week is turning out to be a false spring. Winter storms are starting to roll in. The first storm last night brought light rain and cooler air to the mid-Atlantic and the central Appalachians and up to New England, but forecasters say the next two storms will start generating snow and ice from the Appalachians up into northern New England beginning tonight and running into Thursday. Black ice could form on bridges, overpasses, and areas that don't get direct sunshine on interstate highways throughout that region. Whatever the weather, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to reach out to over 320 markets across this country 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The filmmaker, author, explorer, athlete, pastor, father, husband. Yes, we're talking about Ken Klein joins us now. Hey, Ken, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Well, great to have you here. Again, let's bring everybody up to speed on the deep state prophecy and the last Trump. In the, you know, the digital version, everything that's coming out.
Well, one of my hobby horses, as a Jewish guy that loved the Old Testament prophets, and then, of course, I gave my life to Christ about 50 years ago, I've always been fascinated with prophecy and have studied it in great depth many times over, especially with regards to some of the major prophecies in the book of Daniel, specifically speaking now of the ninth chapter of Daniel, which for me has been a real conflicting place of study for many, many decades. And it's kind of what it's like the area of prophecy. And of course, this is what's in my film, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump. It kind of hitchhikes off of that Daniel 9:24 through 27 area of scripture that is so famous, you know, and popularized by Hal Lindsey in the late 1960s and early 70s. And I kind of bought into that whole viewpoint for many, many decades. And yet there was something really bothering me about it that I couldn't really figure out and identify. Why is my inner person not have peace about this, even though I'd studied it? In fact, the first date I ever went on with my wife, that's what I talked with her about. I thought I'd dazzle her with my knowledge of scripture.
Yeah.
And so I was always transfixed with prophecy. And so it's come about now in what I've done that I've discovered some major problems with the premise of that and how people have extrapolated from that premise and created an eschatological, which means study of the last days,
right,
kind of grid work that kind of breaks down as you look at human history. And so my film and my book, which bear the same name, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, really traces back to the roots of globalism and how it incorporates some of the things in the book of Revelation that we just haven't seen before. In fact, I have many, many years ago saw that when it talks about these heads on the beast, that there's been a major miscalculation by most, if not all, of the prophecy teachers that I've ever heard. I've never heard anybody correct themselves about this or even take into consideration the idea that the seventh head of the beast is not the Antichrist. They've all said, well, this is the Antichrist, this seventh head. And I go, and I thought about that for years and said, this can't be the Antichrist because these heads are talking about empires. Why would you jump from these five empires that had fallen, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo, Persia, Greece, that fell before there was even a Roman Empire, which was the sixth empire, and then jump from those heads being empires to a figurehead called the Antichrist. And so this doesn't make sense. It doesn't it doesn't follow the context. And so I started studying history years and years ago in the 80s, and I began to see this amazing emergence of this seventh head as the British Empire. And people will scoff at that, but the British Empire was global. They were trying to expand it to a total worldwide control through the East India House, and it has continued. And I haven't heard one, not even one, theologian or prophecy teacher ever talk about that, or what is the meaning of an eighth head, which would come out of the seventh, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation. What could that be? And they all speak of it as, well, the Antichrist gets killed, and he comes back as the eighth head. I go, this is nonsense. Mm-hmm. And so what I've pieced together is the meaning of our contemporary political and geopolitical developments to how the Bible perfectly tracks what's going on.
And how this is feeding into the end time prophecy here. And I can see how you're doing this. Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely fits into it. And so what this film is about, and I hope people get it because it really makes so much sense. And it's not this jumping to conclusions that aren't founded on history since the time of Christ, and even good, sound biblical exegesis that makes all the sense in the world. So that's what this film is all about. And my book goes into greater detail because it goes into the second beast, which is called the false prophet. And many today are saying, well, that's the Pope. The Pope's the false prophet. I'm hearing this all over the place. Yeah. They're going, the Pope is not the false prophet. You know, you don't understand the imagery and how to exegete all the symbolisms of the imagery to make a conclusion that's appropriate.
Right.
So I'm seeing all this confusion going on in the Christian world, and I hope that my work helps clear up that confusion.
Well, part of the issue with prophecy is we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and which is interesting because, as you know, prophets of the ages, especially early on, if your prophecy wasn't fulfilled, that meant that you were not the voice of God and that you were ill-positioned. And in some cases, they went so far as to stone you, to
That's
quiet
correct.
You. And but now, but now it's like people are very loose in their commentary. And I think that's when you run into problems because, you know, you got to think about what you're doing here. I mean, in a sense, you're representing God. I think you're on rather hallowed ground when you take up that mantle of the prophet. And if your staff isn't budding, then maybe you might find something else to do.
Well, I think that's good. Those are good words, and yet as I look out and listen, I just going this doesn't work for me when I listen to these guys talk, and that's why I don't call myself a prophet. I call myself a historian, and a filmmaker because I don't want a title. I'm not interested in a title. It doesn't make any sense to me. And anybody says, "Well, I'm an apostle," I'm a prophet. I'm gonna get my cab. I'm out of here. I don't listen to that because. It says, let the prophet speak one, two, or by three, and let everybody make up their own mind.
Right.
And people have to decide what they want to believe or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not practicing demagoguery or pontificating. I'm just saying, look, here's the facts that I see.
Exactly.
I hope you come to a conclusion that you're comfortable with. And I get a lot of people that say, you know, this is the first time I've ever heard anything like this, what you're saying. And, you know, it really helps me and makes sense to me. And that's all I'm trying to do is really help people see clearly. And that's it. That's
well,
it for me.
Well, you're, in a sense, it's like the brothers Issachar that were known, you know, for studying the times. They studied things like this. And in a sense, you know, you're of that fabric. And that's what we need. We need to have people who are studying themselves to show themselves approved to look at the signs of the day and say, okay, is this fitting the context? Because as we know with Revelation, it is like an onion skin. You know, people 100 years ago barely understood some of these aspects that we're seeing now. And this is a thing that is so powerful and ingratiating. And I believe God rewards us for our study. And here we are. You know, he reveals to us, then it becomes our responsibility as the watchman on the wall to send out a warning. We've got Ken Klein with us, and we're talking about his book and the movie, The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump. And we've got more from Ken after this.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, live.
by the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Ken Klein, the filmmaker, is with us, author of the book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, also the filmmaker of the movie titled the same, The Deep State Prophecy. Ken, as we were saying before we went to break, the nature of prophecy is that we know in part, and we prophesy in part, which is really, it's kind of a built-in disclaimer. And anybody who takes up the mantle of the prophet or is hearing the voice of a prophet, they have to understand that it is that disclaimer that God has put forth, saying that I don't expect the prophets necessarily to know everything, but they know whatever is most important and what that puzzle piece that is most important for a time such as this.
You know, we tend to default in our studies to a self-centered perception because we're born in iniquity. And so, therefore, our vision, our spiritual vision is really muted because of the bodies that we're in. We're in physical bodies that are
they're flawed.
Subject to human time.
Right.
And so we tend to try to conceptualize within linear thought rather than, I want to say it this way, kaleidoscopic thought, because when you look at the Bible, when it deals with prophecy, you get a little bit of light over here, a little bit of light over there, and it's like pieces of a puzzle. It's not laid out linear, fundamentally. Now, there are some linear aspects to prophecy, but most of it is here's some light, there's some light. It's like looking at the stars, and here's some lights in the ceiling. And so because we're self-centered fundamentally, we tend to default to our time, the way we conceptualize time. But God sees everything at once, from the beginning to the end, of the end from the beginning. And so he can give us little fragments here and there. And it's up to us to discover the things that God hides. You know, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the glory of kings to search it out. And so, because of this fundamental problem of our how we conceptualize and how we view existence, we see in part. But we should believe too that as we go forward, God will give us more and greater insight into the scriptures, even into our own time. Because of the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. I look at this thing, for example, in the political world, which is fascinating. Just yesterday, Adam Schiff, who I believe is related to Jacob Schiff, and Jacob Schiff was the father of Bolshevism. He funded it and put the money forth and recruited atheistic Jews. Now I'm a Jew, I get to say this.
Right.
To overthrow the Tsar in Russia because he wouldn't borrow from the Rothschild. So that was what the Bolshevik Revolution was about. And they always went by the battle cry of the French Revolution, which was liberty, equality, fraternity. It's not fair. There should be liberty, equality, fraternity. Now, when you look at the second beast, and I've never heard anybody comment on this, because it's obscure simply because we haven't pieced together some of the pieces of the puzzle from history to try to grasp what this means. And when you look at the second beast, which is called the false prophet, there's three frogs, unclean spirits that come out of his mouth. What do you suppose those are? Well, it's liberty, equality, fraternity, which was a battle cry of the French Revolution. And it's the battle cry of all the people that feel like they're entitled to something. There should be liberty. There should be equality. There should be fraternity. Now, who's going to argue with that?
Exactly.
But if you look back into the Scottish Rite Freemasonry's mantra, it was, there's many ways to God. There's there's Judaism. There's Islam and there's Christianity, just like Oprah Winfrey preaches.
Right.
And we should all be brothers and tolerate. And there's meetings going on for this religious idea of fraternity, equality. And these are the false spirits that come out of the mouth. These are the evil spirits that come out of the mouth of the false prophet because they're so seductive and you can't figure out humanitarianism from true Christianity.
Right.
And they're so closely entwined that people of the world are seduced by that.
that. And that's the mantra of the United Nations, which, by the way, just came out yesterday. George Soros is principally involved in the funding of and the success of the United Nations. And in my book and film, the United Nations is the eighth head of the beast. It's the eighth empire, and it's right on our shores in Manhattan. That's why I did this film, and that's why I wrote this book.
And again, going back to what you said in the first segment, Ken, people need to appreciate, you know, because some people go, okay, what is the plan? What's the end goal here? With all this chaos flying around and the attacks on the Democratic Republic, on the United States of America and core principles and everything, and it's a systematic plan that has been established over the ages, and as you said, it's all about globalism. It is.
It's about a global world government that George H. Bush talked about in the 90s. We have a chance at a new world order, a credible United Nations. This goes back to Jacob Schiff in the 1890s, the father of Bolshevism, probably a direct relative of Jacob Schiff, since they both lived in Massachusetts. I haven't been able to find the direct link yet, but there people are saying this, and I haven't got to the final proof of it for me yet, but I deeply suspect that that's the case, because this Adam Schiff is a neo-Bolshevik, after the at least in spirit they're the same, but Jacob Schiff said in the 1890s, we're going to have a new world order, whether by consent or by conquest. And that's what we're seeing.
Exactly. Did you think it was interesting that H.W. was so much for the United Nations, while W., his son, was in such conflict with the United Nations?
Yeah, but W. seems to have bought the bitter pill to me, because he didn't vote for Trump. I mean, how could you not vote for Trump and then criticize him, as opposed to never criticizing Obama, who was a globalist? So is Hillary Clinton. She bows her knee to the CFR. The CFR was created by Prescott Bush and the Dulles brothers, who were the principal heads. Allen was head of the CIA. He somehow got into the CIA. Mm-hmm. And his brother was part of the inquiry into the death of Kennedy.
Kennedy, exactly.
Report, well, that's false.
Yeah, that's amazing how these key players, and I guess that really is amazing to me, how these key players play a role. I mean, it was like I was reading an article the other day and realizing that over 80 years of the state of California governance, it's all around four families. Four families have been consistently the head of government of the state of California for the last 80 years.
And it's the same mantra, liberty, equality, fraternity. It's just socialism. And that socialism was born out of the East India Company and out of the East India House that was controlled by the atheist Jew, Rothschild. Now, people say, well, you're anti-Semitic, Klein. I'm not anti-Semitic. I love my family, and I'm Jewish. I'm just saying here the facts, that you have these atheistic Jews all over the place. Nader is a Jew. Schiff is a Jewish guy, or at least they're Jewish in their heritage.
Right.
But they're not really Jews. You can't say they are. You have the senator out there in California. They're all over the place.
Right.
And these are the Bolsheviks that are the camel's nose under the tent inside the United States. And it really is a war between the nation-state system, which Trump is in favor of. He's a great patriot. And global world government, which the Bush family, the aristocracy of America, is involved with. So we have this great conflict going on, and people can't understand why they're getting really worn out by it, because it's all orchestrated out of London, of all places. We would never suspect this, because it was in London where the whole concept that has now been the mantra of the left comes out of London, because the father of communism, Marx, was an employee of Rothschild. I mean, this is in London. And so much of the seat of globalism is based in London, and the orchestration of how to wear nations out, which America is being worn down through all of this conflict, is the strategy of the Tavistock Institute, which goes way back into the British history, that studies warfare and how to, I think, John McCain was worn out by these.
Exactly. Well, Ken, we got to stop it right there, because we're out of time. Remind everybody how they can see the movie.
Well, you can go to my website and see the trailer, Ken Klein Productions, it's plural, Ken Klein Productions, and Klein is K-L-E-I-N, KenKleinProductions.net. Take a look at the trailer, and there you go.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivers his 3rd State of the Union address last night to a joint session of Congress.
America's enemies are on the run. America's fortunes are on the rise, and America's future is blazing bright.
Before the speech began, President Trump quickly turned away when U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. As soon as the president finished his speech, the California Democrat was seen ripping her copy of his address in half. That angered Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry.
Presidential historian John Meacham says it was an unusually partisan event.
This was not about the union. It was very much about Trump's political state.
He was speaking on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Cedric Pat Spack is going to be joining us, a physician specializing in infectious disease. And, of course, what a lot of us have been experiencing, it's the season. We know flu season is here, and some 45 million Americans can get the flu each year. And he is here. I'm talking Dr. Spack, an infectious disease specialist, to help us prepare to know what to do so that we can, you know, if we come in contact with the flu and how to minimize its impact. Because according to estimates from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, as many as 45 million Americans can get the flu each year.
The flu is a very common but potentially serious illness, as it's highly contagious and can sometimes cause serious complications that result in hospitalization or even death. Dr. Spack, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Let's talk about protection. So what are some of the ways that people can protect themselves from the flu?
Well, the flu, as you stated and summarized there so well, is a common ailment that can affect millions of Americans. And so if we're talking about prevention, the single most important thing is vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the word out for vaccination, and I always encourage patients and families and remind them that vaccination provides protection, and that means no vaccination provides no protection.
Exactly. Well, these numbers that, I'll tell you, 45 million people getting the flu every year, I mean, that's a lot of folks walking around, and of course, being in contact, I mean, it's hard not to be in contact, especially, I mean, I've got travel to look forward this weekend, so you know that I am protecting myself, I'm going to get ready and even have a mask with me just in case. Well, not only are we dealing with the flu, but also the coronavirus, right?
Masks have been popularized because of some of these other outbreaks. Interestingly, the scientific studies that show the protection of masks are lacking. And in fact, there's been some stuff going on in the blogs over the last week examining the false sense of security that masks provide people. Really, the best thing to protect you if you're worried about contracting influenza is to avoid contact with people, and which doesn't make us very social because we all like to get out and be social.
Right.
So some people wear masks, but we actually don't know how much it's really protecting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say avoid people, but when you're traveling, you don't have much of a choice. So, I've got the hand sanitizer. I'm wiping down, my seat in the plane and, the drop-down tray table and all that good stuff. Just taking whatever precaution I can take when I'm on the plane. Is that still advisable?
It definitely is, and keep washing your hands is also helpful. They have done some studies looking at the transmission of infectious diseases in airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to influenza, what's interesting with globalization is that seasonal influenza is becoming less seasonal because, actually, interestingly, in the tropics, the flu is around 12 months a year. And so if we crisscross the globe, you can get the flu at different times of the year.
Mm. It's the gift that keeps on giving, I guess, huh?
It's remarkable. It's like,
right.
The flu, it's always around.
Wow. Amazing. So let's talk about the signs and symptoms of the flu. And is the flu really a big deal?
The flu can be a big deal. As far as the signs and symptoms, I tell patients that the most important sign is fever. And fever we need to define as a temperature greater than 101.5 Fahrenheit. And typically when the symptoms occur with the flu, they go along with that. So they'll have aches and pains, sore throat, and runny nose. And usually it all comes in all at once and suddenly.
Mm-hmm. So you get the flu, what do you do?
Well, if you come down with the flu, the old days, 50 years ago, we'd say, well, have some chicken soup and stay at home.
Right.
But there's different things that can be done now because, first of all, if you get tested and you end up finding out you have the flu, and if you find out you have the flu within 48 hours, there are treatment options available that can reduce the burden of illness and you can actually get better faster.
Mm. So within 48 hours realizing you've got symptoms, it's the faster you move within that 48 hours, the better opportunity you have to minimize and mitigate some of the complications, right?
Exactly. And so, a lot of us are busy and we'll say, oh, I got a fever, I'm going to, tough it out or do whatever. But honestly, if you have a fever of greater than 101.5 and you're otherwise a healthy person, the list is pretty darn short of what's going to be causing you to have that fever. And influenza at this time of year is very high. And so if you get tested and then you go to the clinic and see the doctor and get evaluated, they can provide you with things like Xofluza, which is a single dose, one time treatment for the flu. And then that has been shown to reduce the number of days that you're actually sick.
Wow, that's great. So you don't want to walk to your healthcare provider. You want to run as soon as you find yourself with a temperature of above 1.1, right?
Right. Right. I mean, really.
101.
But then the funny thing is, for your listeners, you know, it's like some of your listeners may not even have a thermometer at home.
Yeah.
That's another thing we got to remind folks to have.
Well, let's talk about the Genentech flu survey. What were some of the key findings?
Well, Genentech wanted to look and see what was the level of awareness with influenza. And so when they conducted this survey among healthy adults, they found that one in four of those surveyed did not think the flu was serious.
Wow. Well, that's quite telling right there. Maybe that's why it keeps going. You know, we still have 45 million people getting the flu every year.
Absolutely.
If we're so casual about it, right?
We can be, and it's, you know, with infectious diseases in general, naivete and ignorance are the instruments for the infection, because if you don't pay attention to the infection, then it can take advantage of that and then be transmitted across a wide spectrum of people.
Well, as you say, Dr. Spack, we're kind of casual about it, and you mentioned earlier, but this survey was interesting, 8 out of 10, almost 80%, said that when they're sick, they just, you know, want to power through it, right?
Right. And then, you know, we've certainly all seen people like that at work or at school where, you know, they're sick and they power through it, and then they get sicker. And so, you know, testing for influenza is pretty straightforward. And so I think if you have a fever of 101.5 and it's sudden onset right now, this time of year, please think of the flu and please go get tested.
Exactly. And understand that there is treatment available for the flu. And, you know, we need to be more aware and take the flu seriously. Dr. Cedric Spack specializes in infectious disease with over 15 years of clinical experience. Dr. Spack, this is great information. Thank you for sharing with us. We got to wrap this up. So tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Bill, my pleasure. And if your listeners need more information, I encourage them to go to Zofluza.com or to look at the Centers for Disease Control website, and they can get up-to-date information.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Oh, you need that part. I trust your taste in the difference. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez and the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Adam Holtz joins us. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, my head is still reeling, you know, from the Super Bowl. A good contest on the field, but within the plays and the football game itself, halftime's another story, you know.
Yeah.
And some of the warm-up antics with Beyonce and Jay-Z, they can't even bother to get off their big behinds and honor the flag after they're enjoying the freedoms and a luxurious life living in a free country after all the resources, the Gold Star families, the lives of dedicated patriots who have given them the opportunity to live this life, and they can't even respect the flag. I got to tell you, this is very irritating to me, Adam.
I was pretty irritated by it too, Bill, and I just thought, I don't know that I have anything to add more than what you have said. I was annoyed, and it's not surprising. I mean, this is the culture we're living in. We're living in this, you know, this time where all kinds of PC values are getting bandied about. But it felt disrespectful to me. Yeah. And it sort of was like, well, since we can't have it on the field, somebody else has to be a proxy for this movement.
Exactly. Let me tell you, I'm leading a movement here, and that is that I want the military not to take the colors to an NFL game. Don't even show up. Don't even give them any kind of honor whatsoever. We honor the flag, and if if people there are not going to honor it, then fine. You don't need it. You don't need to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Go play the game. We don't need F-18s flying over. The military needs to disengage from the NFL because they're disingenuous. Roger Goodell, the leadership, doesn't want to honor and protect what the American flag represents. And on a day that they
they even interview. I mean, they honor four World War II vets.
Yeah.
And they'll, you know, and look, I understand. Look, you know, they can't control Jay-Z or Beyonce. But it's like, look, even the people around them, even though they're superstars, I'm surprised the people themselves didn't boo them, you know. But, you know, hey, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're so cool, you know. Just because they're being knuckleheads, you know, we can't say anything. No, you're a knucklehead.
Right.
And, you know, go take it someplace else. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to disrespect the colors of the United States, the American flag, you don't deserve to see the American flag.
Yeah, no argument from me. And, you know, I think we should talk about the halftime show for just a moment. And I think it can be a fairly short conversation. I was somewhere between mildly disappointed and annoyed by how sexualized it was. But the more I thought about it, the more angry I got. And I don't want to just come off sounding like some angry curmudgeon. I get it. You know, people dance. We live in a sensual culture. But I asked my kids to go out of the room. It was not something that was appropriate for my children to stick around for. And as I've read some of the commentary that has followed, I think I've gotten more frustrated. And again, there's a line between even skimpy costumes and you know, hips gyrating and that sort of stuff. Yeah, that kind of stuff's been around for 30, 40, 50 years.
Right.
I really could have done without the stripper pole. You know,
right.
It's like, do we have to take that next step? And now we're in a way, we're not just dancing sensually.
Mm.
Now you're in territory of
you're into soft porn.
You're into, well, you're definitely exalting sex work.
Sure.
And I think it's ironic, given how much there's been a conversation about how the Super Bowl is this time of sexual trafficking, and we want to combat
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And you're going to put that on stage? It's a pretty mixed message.
Well, with all the hashtag MeToo movement and the objectification of women and honoring women, and here they reduce themselves to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
And, you know, and guys go, wait a minute, you're giving me mixed messages here.
Yeah.
You know, you're telling me that I need to be respectful, but you're not even respecting yourself.
No, exactly. And there are people who are going to make the argument, and I have seen it, that this represents female empowerment. And it just baffles me. I just want to say, well, empower in what way?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
you're just advertising your body and reinforcing all of these social norms that the Me Too movement and many others would say are exactly what you don't want to reinforce.
Well, how do you talk to your daughters about this?
Well, we talk about the purpose of our bodies, and I think that they're growing up, and so there's an ongoing conversation about sexuality, about what's appropriate, about what's inappropriate, and thankfully they were out of the room, but my 13-year-old son was there.
Hey, but guess what? They're going to be at school though, Adam.
No, I know.
And then it's going to be, you know, people are going to be, all these kids are going to be talking about this stuff.
Yep.
You know, and it'll come up. They'll Google it, and they'll see it on their cell phones. And you know, here it is. I mean, this is again what we've been talking a lot about these days is the stuff that is going in, the poison that is going into the cultural bloodstream of America today.
Right.
It is dangerous. I mean, this was so hedonistic.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, you know what else is missing here but Satan himself?
Right. Well, and I think that it behooves us as Christian parents to have a sophisticated conversation about sexuality. I mean, we asked my son to leave because we didn't feel like it was something that he probably needed to see.
Right.
And there was another 13-year-old girl there as well.
Oh, wow.
But it can't just be, oh, that's bad, because if that's the, you know, the totality of our conversation, that's not anywhere near enough. We have to be, the culture is forcing us into really having, I think, a sophisticated conversation
exactly
with our
right.
children about the purpose and place of sexuality, about what our values are, about how those values are really defined by what Scripture says and not by what the culture says.
Exactly. And the way this is all presented and how it's homogenized, I mean, here we have a football game, you know, a generally accepted contest of the two top teams, you know, playing in the Super Bowl.
and around it you have all this other pomp and circumstance that is questionable at best, surrounded by commercials that, you know, interesting that the Super Bowl said it was okay for an LGBTQ ad, but yet some a conservative ad, you know, was rejected.
Yeah, no, that's right. And there is a... there is a cultural battle going on here, and that's not news to your listeners, obviously, but this is the sort of flashpoint where we see all of these values on display. And as parents, we've got to be thinking critically about it and helping our children to think critically about it. And frankly, I'm going to say something almost heretical. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just don't watch, you know? And to say, oh, you're not going to watch the Super Bowl, it's sort of like rejecting the civic religion of America. But that's kind of what it has become.
Well, people are not watching, Adam.
Yeah,
they've tuned out. I mean, you look and you start seeing empty stadiums and you think, well, Goodell and the NFL have got to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And this is a mess. I mean, and they have been dodging this bullet unless they're just so ideologically fixed that they can't see it. But, you know, at some point, you know, even the players' wives are going to go, hey, look at, you know, we're missing out on some money here. We better get our acts together. You cannot turn away the American people in the numbers that you're doing, whether it has to do with the disrespect of the American flag or the way, you know, a halftime show is presented, the commercials around it. Look at, you know, they have got to be better guardians of their brand and product, or they're going to pay a bigger price.
No, I think that's right. And I think that's why they went out of their way to have those World War II veterans there. I think Goodell is not completely oblivious to these things, but there's been so much damage done, and it's already been so co-opted that, you know, he could do damage control for a long time and not win many of those viewers back.
Yeah. Well, but you can't continue to lose, because in business, you either are growing or you're regressing. You cannot, you know, just tread water. It's impossible in marketing. It just doesn't work that way. Well, Adam, let's talk about Gretel and Hansel. I mean, the fact that it is Gretel and Hansel and not Hansel and Gretel, it should tell you right off the bat, this is a little bit different.
No, it's a little bit different. It's a retelling of the Hansel and Gretel story, and Sophia Lillis is a talented young actress. She was in one of the, I think, the first It movie, and also in a better movie, Nancy Drew in The Hidden Staircase. I feel sorry that she got stuck in this movie or that she agreed to do it. It's a very moody, atmospheric, creepy retelling of the Hansel and Gretel story. She's 16, her brother is 8, and hence the title switch, Gretel and Hansel. It really is focused on her character. Some things happen at the end that are different than the story that perhaps we have grown up with. And it's not like that story is that great to begin with. It definitely is a horrific story.
Exactly.
There's more suspense and sort of the suggestion of creepiness here than anything that's just, you know, it's not just an onslaught of horror. Some nasty things definitely do happen. This is a solidly PG-13 movie. For me, it just didn't work. The ending really fell apart. I think it was really intended as, again, a kind of feminist empowerment story, but the ending was so bizarre, and there's so much occult stuff here that it just didn't work for me.
Exactly. About 30 seconds left, rhythm section.
Blake Lively plays a woman whose family is killed by terrorists on an airplane that she was supposed to be on. She becomes an addict, a prostitute, and then she decides, hey, I could go kill all those guys. So she trains to become a killer, and she goes and kills them all. That's the story here, and all in an R-rated way. This movie's got just about every kind of R-rated content that would earn that rating that you could hope or not hope to find in a movie.
Well, buyer beware, and this is why we appreciate Adam Holtz and the staff at Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com and all the great work they do on our behalf to keep us out of trouble and keep us in the flow of the know. Adam, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. God bless.
Bill, always good talking to you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.